thought I'd do a quick recording, as I've just taken delivery of a takeaway. I don't do takeaways that often, but I was in need of one today. I didn't want to make a mess of the kitchen, and so it seemed like a good opportunity anyway to try somewhere different. And I also discovered that the Just Eat app, because I've usually used Hungry Hands, the Just Eat app is now accessible, never used to be. That's rather good. However, the reason why I, and you might be able to hear my voice, it's a bit shaky, the reason why I'm doing this boo is because I've just had, for 5 minutes, the delivery driver yelling at me. Basically walking up and down the road that I live on, going, I can't find you, I'm up here, can't you just come out and find me? I'm saying, no, I can't come out and find you because I can't see. No, but it's easy for you to come and find me, it's easy, why don't you just come and, oh, it's not good enough, you just need to come and find me. And I'm saying, look, just be calm and walk up the road and look to the left and you'll see me standing in the doorway. But what colour's your doorway, he said. I don't know what colour my doorway is, I said. The light is on and I'm standing in the doorway and I can hear your voice across the air. You know, you're not more than 10 metres away from me. And he just kept on going and he was obviously getting quite upset about it. So that was one side of it. But then when he actually got to the doorway, he then decided to start telling me off for not having come out, that it was not, that I should recognise that he doesn't know the area and that he doesn't know the language and it's all very difficult and shouting at me. And it's unbelievable. I can't believe that anybody would dare, frankly, to come to somebody's door when they are the customer and shout at them. Sorry, I'm getting agitated now again. So I gave his boss a call and let them know that he was extraordinarily rude. And, let's hope they take it seriously, because I, unless this food is incredible, and there's a possibility there, actually, because I'm impressed so far at how it's packaged and the menu's interesting and stuff, so, you know, there is some hope here, but unless it is amazing, I won't be touching them with a barge pole again, and there will equally be a suitable review on the Just Eat website. I'm just trying to get, I've been very, very clever here, put some plates in the oven to warm up. And then when to put the food on top of them. So, I need to get the plates out and put the food back in again. Ah, dear. Oh, come on, Robert. Don't be silly. Right, there we go. Ah, dear. I really don't like that kind of confrontation. Yeah, even if I feel that I'm very clearly in the right there. Which I do, sort of 90%. I suppose I could have gone out with Kane and stuff and gone and found him, but he was close by. He just needed to use his initiative a bit and listen to me. You know, I was saying, described the building on the left. I'd put instructions in on there. I could hear him if he just followed my voice. But there we go. Moan over. I tell you what, I'll come back after this and say whether the food was any good. Okay, I'm back a little bit before time because I thought, actually, why not? Let's do a proper tasting on here. In fact, I'm going to take the earphones out, but I'll save you the clunky noise bit of doing so. Okay, I'm back now. So, my starters here, I was only going to have one starter, and I've ended up with two because they had a minimum order value of £25. And I thought, so I had to add something on at the last minute. So, one of these things is a tuna fish cake. I should say it's a Karelian restaurant, as in the region at the very southernmost tip of India. So I should have these tuna fish cakes, which I have to say sounded gorgeous on the menu, and then also what they called their Karelian version of an onion bhaji, and both of them seem to be served on a bed of, I think, probably raw onion. Let's see. Actually, cucumber. Okay. Right, let's try one of these fish cake things, which I think are these ones. Mmm. Mmm. Oh, that's like really nice, actually. The very fine breadcrumb around it, which is still crispy, despite it having been sitting in a silver foil dish for a little bit. The you see, normally, sort of, spicy fish cakes, they always tend to be in Thai places, don't they, I think? And they tend to be quite delicate in taste, and actually the spice here is much more robust. But equally, the fish is gorgeous. It's not just any old thing that's been pulped up by the taste of it. There is actual real texture to it here. Mmm. So I think if I remember rightly, it's with probably a bit of coriander and mustard seed and curry leaves. I think something like that. It is quite spicy. It's nice, really nice. And it's not overly spicy, but it's, I'll say, robustly spiced. And it's nice to have a fish cake where it hasn't been bulked out with potato. Let's try the bargee. Since we've just had some argy bargee. Right, here we go. Just say they feel very much like normal bargees, but we'll see if there's any difference. They're perfectly nice. I would say, of the two things, I prefer the fish cakes. But they are perfectly respectable bargees. Maybe lost their crunch a little bit. But again, you know, they have been sitting in silver foil for a while. I think this place is based in Twickenham, so they would have taken them a little while to get here. Hmm. Maybe the difference is in the type of onion. It just tastes maybe slightly sweeter than usual. Very nice, though. Mm. Alright. So I'm going to munch away on these, and then I'll be back for mains. It's quite a bit later on now. I had a little break after my starter because it was quite filling. But I'm back now, and I have in front of me a silver foil wrapped object, which I think is going to be the bread that I ordered with this. So they had a really interesting choice of different breads, and it seemed like a shame not to have a go with one of them. Interesting texture, this. So it's a sort of flatbread type thing. It's been folded up into a package. Wow, it's quite big. Very big indeed. Right. Best way of doing this. Let's just. Here, well, I'm just going to put a little bit off here. I think that's probably the best way to go forward with this. I'm putting a bit off. I'm probably not going to get much of the filling. I can't even remember what the filling was. I think it might be maybe garlic and potato or something like that. Let's see. But this is meant to go with my main, so I probably ought to get the main out of it as well. I'm running out of space to put stuff. Let's try and blow this bread anyway. That's nice, actually. Considering it's been sitting in my oven for this bit, that's very nice. don't think I've got much filling there, though. Let's get a bit of push of it with the filling. Yeah, it's a bit off here. Mmm. Mmm. Mainly potato. And I'm remembering now, I think mustard seeds. That's nice. It almost has like a sort of Gillette type feel to it. You know, sort of savoury pancake. Very good. Right, let's get some rice. I have some... sorry, eating sounds. Some coconut rice here. Which is also with mustard seeds. They like their mustard seeds, I have to say. Right, so I'm going to move that to... Then I'm going to take the top off my final one, and it's been served in a quite large but low silver foil dish, this one. This is my fish curry, but not the normal Caradhyan fish curry. It's with a fish that I've never heard of, silver something or other. I'll look it up in a moment. But let's get some of this. If I can actually... We actually have whole, quite large pieces of fish in here. In fact, maybe it's all one large fish. Let's see where we are. Possibly with bone. This could be interesting. Put this on the plate. And we'll spoon over some of the sauce, I think. Right, let me try some of this for you. Well, from what I'm licking off my fingers, the sauce tastes nice. It's sort of hotter than a korma, but still quite mild, I would say. Let's taste the rice. There's definitely some desiccated coconut in there. And there's something adding a bit of kick to it, too. Let's try the fish. If I can do this without eating loads of bone, I'm going to be doing well, I think. First mouthful, bone. Oops. Okay. I need to find some kind of approach to doing this. See if I can find a way of just getting a bit of flesh off here so I can taste it. There we go. Right. That is gorgeous. Trust me to end up with a fish with loads of bone in it. But it is really nice. Very, very good. Lovely creamy sauce. Quite rich. It's got a nice kick to it in the back of the throat, but also nicely, fragrantly flavoured, not just heat. But... mm. every time I'm taking a mouthful of anything, I'm getting bone. I'm just going to get another plate. Stay there. This could take a while. Right, I'm going to stop this recording. And I might come back and let you actually know what I had and my overall thoughts. But for now, I'm trying to touch the phone with the only finger that hasn't got fish on it.
Okay. I'm back. I have to say, that was quite an experience trying to eat that fish. The flesh, when I got to it, was moist and succulent and had a brilliant flavour to it and was utterly lovely. However, it was possibly the boniest fish I've ever had in my life. Just bones absolutely everywhere, I have to say. In the end, I know it's terribly uncouth, but I used my hands in the end to pick the meat from the bone because I just couldn't do it in any other way. Anyway, I just thought I would tell you, actually, what I had. So I'm just flicking over to the email that's got the list of things in it. Okay, so I started off with what they called a tuna cutlet, but was basically a fish cake. With ginger, green chilies and shallots. So that would be probably where a bit of the sweetness came from, the shallot, I would have thought. That shallot. And then I had fish moili. That may be not how you pronounce it, but with the fish. There was a choice of kingfish or... What voiceover pronounces as silver pommes frites. I think it probably isn't really called chip. Anyway, silver pommes frites, which I now know to have been cooked and left whole. And nice fish. I mean, don't get me wrong. Really nice. Flavouring really nice. It's certainly not their fault that I have great difficulty dissecting fish. It's all in all very good. And it says that it was cooked in milk with turmeric, mustard seeds and shallots and curry leaves. And a masala dosa, which is a rice bread, crispy rice bread served, potato and onion filling. Yep, that sounds about right. Coconut rice, which has got coconut and fried lentils in it. And aloo vada, which is, it just says is their version of onion bhaji, which is a starter. So that's what I had. Flavour-wise, sorry, I'm just trying to find the name of the restaurant. Called Kerala Malon, Kerala Malon, something like that anyway. And I think it's, as I said, it's in Twickenham, but I don't think this is going to tell me. No, so there we go. Anyway, so all in all, my thoughts on the food are really good. Not your ordinary takeaway. Some real thought in there, some
gorgeous, gorgeous flavours. The fish, yeah, has been extraordinarily difficult for me to do, but that's just me and side stuff. I think the standout thing for me has probably been actually the tuna cutlet, this fish cake starter, which was exceptionally nice. The rice is also very well. It's all very good, I have to say, all very nicely flavoured. So a bit of a mixed experience, getting off to a bit of a bad start, and I have to say it left me feeling like I really didn't particularly want to eat anymore. But it's ended with me licking my lips and actually thinking, that was a good meal. Would I order from them again? Don't know. I don't like being shouted out on my own doorstep, so we'll have to think about that one. But I don't know if it's a restaurant that you can actually go to. If it is, I would be tempted to go there, because the quality of the food is excellent. And now I need to find Audioboo again so I can stop this. And I'm coming over all dozy again. I spend my life coming over all dozy. Now I can't find Audioboo. Oh, there it is. Bye for now.